The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
HaRachmanut is from Hashem. Shalom Avroche. Just to be Messiahim about the Shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim, we mentioned this briefly before, we're just going to say it again. Chavos Elvavos says a simple but important insight. And he says that all the Rachmanis that we have is from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts Rachmanis into our nature. In other words, Hashem created us with this nature. He could have created us differently. He could have created us that we have no concept what Rachmanis is. It would be a horrible world. But to make the world what it is, to make a family what it is, to make Klal Yisrael what we are, He implanted the Midah of Rachmanis within every one of us. So number one, we have to be thankful to Hashem that we have this. We know that the recognition of our Kodesh HaTov and how much we receive from our Kodesh Baruch Hu is by not taking things for granted. And very few people do not take for granted the fact that we have a natural Midas of Rachamim. Very often, unfortunately, people use it against our Kodesh Baruch Hu. How can Hashem do this? How can Hashem do that? But if our starting point would be that not I'm the center of the world and I have everything automatically, but that was a gift that Hashem gave me. Hashem gave me a gift of Rachman, and He gave my parents a gift of Rachman, and He gave my friends a gift of Rachman. Imagine if I would have been born and that the natural feeling of Rachman wouldn't be around. So my mother would have just left me. Why should she bother being up at night taking care of me and feeding me? Nobody would make it past infancy. There wouldn't be a natural need of Rachman. That is a gift from Hashem. And Bailiff, I got that gift from Hashem to ponder and think, if the one who gave me a gift, he didn't give everything he has, he kept a little bit of what he has. He has so much more rachamim than I can ever dream of. And therefore, when we have these trying situations, and we try to understand what does Hashem want, or how can Hashem do this? The question of how Hashem do is a mistake. Because I can admit to the fact that I don't understand why Hashem is doing it. But how could He do it? The more clarity I have that all the Rachmim is from Him, He's the Bala Rachmim, then automatically I have the clarity that even in situations that I don't understand where the Rachmim is, but I know it's emanating from the Bala Rachmim. The Bala Rachmim is always there. Like we said, it's never ending, because after Midas HaDin, we wouldn't make it through one day. For Midas HaDin, you have a tzivah from the king to follow every command that he says. And if you don't do properly, Murid B'malchus, after Midas HaDin, the greatest king, the most powerful king, almighty king, asks you to do something you don't do properly. Achaz Dosu L'Homis, death penalty. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that, because it's a non-ending rachmim under all circumstances, whether we deserve it or we don't deserve it. It's always something to remind ourselves. So what we're saying today is this point, that the fact that sometimes it bothers me certain things should arouse me to, one second, why am I starting by stage two? I should start by stage one. Why the methods it bother me? Did it have to be that way, that I'm that type of Bria that has Rachamim and cares? I could have been created without any feeling of Rachamim at all. The fact that it happened is because I received it. And if I received it, then I have to appreciate more where I received it from, the one all this Rachamim is emanating from. And the mail of that then itself is a soothing thought and a calming thought. also no geta and hoga with our family and people around us. Sometimes people think they want to be super rachman. One of the great chassadim HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is the Torah HaKadosh, which gives us guidelines for everything.
Kol Halashon.
And every situation that we go through has a lot of guidelines. What is required, what is necessary, what is too much, what is too little. And this is something that we should know, that sometimes if we're taking on some more extreme form of behavior, we have to check out if this is really in line with what the Torah says. You know, sometimes when a person has too much Rachmanas, it's not even stemming from Rachmanas. I'll give examples. It's not Negeit Oz, Baruch Hashem. It's Havdil, billion Havdolas, a trillion Havdolas. There was, in Europe, one of the Gedolim was working with one of the Tamidim. They were in Germany. Maybe in Osamech, I don't remember offhand clearly who it was. Anyway, he was working with his Tom in Germany, and they saw a German from Roiv Rachman and closeness to his dog. He picked up the dog and gave the dog a kiss. And the Tom said, "Look how wonderful this is, that this person cares so much about his dog." And the Rav answered him, "I'm concerned. A place that they have so much concerns about dog, they may come to kill people." And Rachmanus Shlom, that's what happened over the course of time. Because if something's gone just from our emotions, sometimes it could be guided by, it could be even the most selfish feelings. But if I have connection to this Baruch Hai, I feel very close to have the most Rachmanus. And somebody I don't have connection to, I have zero Rachmanus on. The Torah gives us the right meter and the right measure of exactly how to relate to every situation. Even in the present situation, with the virus going around, it's also, we have to do everything in the right measure. We have a shtablis, what's considered medically correct. Not to overdo it also. Not to be in a state of, I have to be super protective and watch over my kids, not let them leave the house, and all kind of things which are way beyond what is necessary. Halachically, that's wrong. Because, halachically, like we said, we should not, and also ashkafically, we should not look like I'm in control of things. I'm going to stop this machla from happening. It's going to happen. Or not happen, that's in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't stop it, and we can't not stop it. But we have to do the Ratzon Hashem. We do the Ratzon Hashem that brings us extra Siyata Shemai to be protected. If we do in the right fashion, we watch over ourselves in ways considered medically correct, that's acceptable. But not be totally in the medical factor of it. I'm doing it because that's what Hashem wants. It could have been that Hashem would set up the world at no. If you have a plague going on, just don't relate to it. But we hold not like that. We hold that one should relate to the medical side of it. But once again, together with that, realize that this whole situation is being guided by the Gebala Rachmim, and he's not going to let anything that shouldn't happen to us happen to us. And our shtavus is do the right things. See, Mispal Takodesh Boho, Makir Torifa Takodesh Boho, he's watching over us so well. And try to mechazek ourselves and the right things, whether it means some who can't go to shul, they go to shul, not to be overly afraid. You don't have to be machmir more than is necessary. There's other rabbis who are showing that the tefillah is choshev to you. Within the household, to have an atmosphere of peace of mind. Once again, there are certain concerns out there, but number one, I see a tremendous chassadim even within this matzav, specifically in our neighborhood. We have so much wonderful shmir and chasodim on ourselves. We have to be thankful to Hashem for that and use it as a way to keep us in good spirits and calm, even though the future is not clear. Not to Rabbi Tochen, not in the vaccines, and not in the masks, and not in anything. What to do? Once again, it's a medical shaila. Everyone will clarify for himself. But we're talking about today to realize that the state that Hashem is over Rachamim is fully intact. And all we have to do is do the right acts and be mechazik, the good acts. And with that, it's Hashem, we'll have even a better shmir than we had before.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.